The MSC was originally built and dedicated in 1951 as a memorial to the Aggies that had given their lives in World War I and World War II. And so at that time, there were about 7,000 students on campus. And the building has undergone minor renovations throughout the years, a fairly major one in the 70s to add the flag room and some different things. But since our campus population is now at about 50,000, about 5 years ago, we really started to work hard and to move forward to this renovation process. And so a student referendum was passed in 2007 that increased student fees. And so students are paying for the majority of the project, which I think is really neat because we just see it as so important. The project was something that really needed to happen, and the MSC is our living room and kind of the hub of everything that happens here on campus. And so students wanted that to reflect and be kind of a state-of-the-art facility with enough room to house everything that we do. And so it's been a three-year renovation process. Our offices and other departments are dislocated or displaced right now. We actually are living over in Coldis and are getting ready to move back at the end of this week into the building, which is very exciting. But the project itself is a $125 million project, and $20 million of that comes from individual donors or companies. And so part of the MSC president job, or my role, is to work with those donors and to just express how special the MSC is. And most of them are former students, and so they have their own memories and experiences and understand what it means to students here at A&M. And so it's been a really neat project, getting to interact with these former students and to learn about more of the history and the legacy of the MSC and what it's meant over the years.
So you would have been a freshman then when the student referendum occurred?
I was, yes, sir. I was a freshman, voted on the referendum, wanted it to pass, and then was in the building, the original building, for 2 years. And I'm actually really lucky to get to go back into it. That's not something a lot of students can say. Our class of 2012 is kind of on the tail end. They had their freshman year in the building, and they'll get to have the end of their senior year there as well.
Was this part of your personal goal at, when you came to A&M originally?
It really wasn't my goal as I came to school here. I'm a first-generation Aggie, and so I honestly, when I came to campus, didn't know a whole lot about anything that we do here at A&M. But as a freshman, I got involved in MSC, Freshman in Service and Hosting, and just sort of fell in love with the servant leadership and continued in that capacity for 3 years. I was the chair of that organization and then moved over and worked with development and some fundraising for the MSC. And then finally this year have become president. And so I've been, you know, have seen the whole process, and it's really a neat thing for me to get to kind of finish up my time serving in this capacity.
I would almost think you'd wish this would never end.
You know, it's weird that it is coming to an end, and it's not something I'm completely ready for, but I definitely know that it's time for the renovation process to be done. I just wish that I could be here to spend a little more time in the building, and I'm excited for those students that get to have it, you know, for the next 60 years.
Recall for me a little bit some of the conversations you've had with former students and alumni as this money was collected in the various portions of the renovation.
One of the things that I just think is so neat is a lot of the donors and former students were actually involved in the MSC. And so something that's neat about the MSC is it's not just a building. We actually have a department with about 1,200 students or so, give or take, depending on the year, who produce programs for all of campus, for the community, and some that travel around the world. And so I really like hearing about donors that were involved in SCONA, which is our student conference on national affairs, or talking with those that were part of the Great Issues Committee or MSC Hospitality. And so over the years, these things have kind of changed and adapted for the student body, and it's neat to hear what's stayed the same and what has been different. The MSC used to have a barber shop, and so that's something that has kind of gone away with the times, but I love getting to hear things like that where it's like, oh, well, that's a really neat service on campus. And with 50,000 students, I don't know that practically that could come back, but it's neat to hear about those or hear about people's memories of being in the bowling alley or taking a nap in the flag room and, you know, leaving a note on their chest for someone to wake them up before class. And so just lots of camaraderie. Everyone has their own memories and experiences of the MSC, which I just think is really cool because it's one of the few places on campus that it doesn't matter what your major is, it doesn't matter what you're involved in, but it's where you come to be a part of the Aggie family.
You've made a couple of references to the flag room. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, the flag room is, I think, our official living room of campus. And so it's one thing, as the renovation started, students felt very strongly that it really shouldn't change very much. It should still feel like the flag room as we come back into the new building. And I'm happy to report that it truly does. You know, there's new furniture and the floor has been redone. But the flags are all coming back, the big globes in the middle are back, and the piano. And so it's really still that living room of campus. It's where, you know, we'll have speakers come through at lunchtime and where some of that accidental learning kind of happens as our students are going in between classes. And in addition to that, it's also the place that former students will return to. So on game days, you know, the MSC is once again just going to kind of be that hub, and the flag room is the place to stop and take a break, you know, from the heat in September.
So some traditions like the flag room will continue. What are some new things that the new renovation brings?
Well, we've got some new square footage. There's the 12th Man Hall, which actually runs parallel to the Rudder Fountain area, and it's a new just giant hallway with kind of a thoroughfare, and I'm excited about that because I think it's just going to have a lot of activity. Students will be able to set up tables and, you know, promote their organizations, and there's huge big windows so you can see outside to students walking around there as well. And then the other new space is the ballroom, and this is actually the largest ballroom in the Brazos Valley, and so it's going to be where ring dances, where mustard barbecue is, where reunions return to. So just lots more space than we've had in the past. And, we, you know, we get a lot of questions about whether or not the hotel will be returning. And unfortunately, the answer to that is no, it's not. But the reason is because our students just really need more places to meet on campus, and people coming from off campus as well can reserve that space. And so we've got a lot more meeting rooms, a lot more lounges, and it's really just expanded and utilizing the space that we have a lot better so that we can get as many people in there as possible.
You made the reference to the $125 million total cost and the $20 million from the donors. That's a significant chunk. Mm-hmm. Could you envision, if it wasn't for the donors, what would be missing out of this?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know pretty well, actually. Before, when we started the project, we didn't know that we would have enough funds to be able to renovate the West Wing, which is where those meeting rooms are that I just talked about. And so because early on we had some really generous individuals, generous Aggies that really believed in the project and wanted to contribute, that's when we realized that we would be able to do the entire thing. And so it's been, you know, without that we wouldn't have the meeting space that we have now, and the building I don't think would be complete.
And I get from visiting with folks that I know who are Aggies how special it is that this renovated MSC gets to reopen on muster.
Mm-hmm. Kind of fun Aggie history. The MSC was originally dedicated on muster in 1951. And so the project was supposed to finish up over the summer. But since we didn't have a whole lot of rain over the summers in between while the project was going on, we actually were able to move things up. And when we found that out from, you know, from Vaughn Construction, it was, they said, definitely let's do it. We want to get students in there. We want the first people in there to be students. And it's really neat because it's on muster. And so we'll do a dedication ceremony in the morning at around 10 o'clock on the 21st. And then from there, we sort of turn over to muster. And so the barbecue will be in the ballroom and out on Rudder Plaza. The reflections will be in the flag room. And so it's going to be just a really great Aggie day and a great, I think, appropriate day to rededicate the MSC.
And then what happens to you? You made the reference before we officially began the interview. You picked up your undergrad degree in December, and you're working on an additional certificate now. What happens for you after the spring semester?
I actually will be headed up the road a little bit over to Waco to do a Master's of Divinity at Truett Seminary at Baylor.
Not a bad life for a first-generation Aggie from Austin.
No, sir, it hasn't.
And has the ribbing finally died down by coming from Austin to Aggieland?
Oh, you know, I don't know that it ever will. I think I'm about to get it some more as I head from Aggieland to Waco. So, you know, I've gotten thick skin over the years.
But at the same time, boy, just I'm just trying to imagine the total number of relationships you've established that no doubt will be strengthened as you continue your professional and private pursuits.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I honestly owe all of that to the MSC. It's where I've gotten my greatest leadership training and met the greatest people. You know, my best friends have been here, and then just I never imagined that I would get to interact with the former student network the way that I had. And honestly, before coming here, I didn't really even understand what that meant as being an Aggie. And so it's been really cool, and I owe all of that to the MSC.
Is there anything else that I've missed that listeners, regardless of whether they're Aggies or not, ought to know about the MSC reopening and also about the private contributions that helped pull this off?
Well, one area that I haven't really touched on very much is the Hall of Honor. And so this is the hallway that is basically runs parallel to Simpson Drill Field. And before, that's where the original MSC dedication plaque was and the recognition pieces for the men that have been received the Medal of Honor. And so there's 7 Aggies that have received that honor. And what I'm really excited about is I think that they are recognized much more appropriately now. There's much larger pictures of those men with their stories and a replica of their medal. And the whole area just feels very reverent and I think is going to be a great reminder to current students as they're coming through, visitors and former students that, you know, while the MSC is our student union and a place of a lot of activity and I guess, hustle and bustle, it's also a place where we, you know, remember and respect our past. And so I think people are really going to enjoy going through that space and learning about those men.
It's going to be in the same location. It's just been done up differently.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure there was an importance to make sure the location remained the same.
Yes, it was.
Any other features with the renovation that I've missed?
You know, it's so big. I'm sure there's some things that we have cut out, but I think the main, you know, just take-home point is that it's huge and it's open for use. The bookstore will be back. Lots more lounge space for students and for visitors to come in and use. And tons of dining options. I think that is one thing that we hadn't talked about. There's Rev's Diner that's on the corner facing Coldis, and they'll have kind of American grill food. And then where the 12th Man Dining Hall was, there's going to be 3 concepts. We've got a kind of just home cooking, you know, fried chicken type food, sandwich place, and Italian food. And then downstairs, there's a frozen yogurt place as well as Mexican food. And so there's just tons to do. We've got, you know, video games downstairs that students can check out and use. And really, it's just lots of options, and we want everyone to come in and hang out and get to know all the other Aggies around them.
You talked about video games, and I'm guessing the latest and greatest technology has been incorporated also.
Yes, throughout the building. We've got video projectors in almost all of the meeting rooms. The flag room now has a sound system that, you know, you just plug into and do a program. And the University Center complex staff has things that can be checked out, you know, different video monitors and things like that. And so it's state of the art. We're striving to be one of the premier student unions in the nation, and I think we've hit that mark.
And you've made references also to how this can be an asset to the community as well as to the campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So anyone can come in and reserve rooms. There are a few fees here and there for groups that aren't affiliated with the university, but you know, the ballroom is a fantastic place. We've got some weddings going on in there. I'm sure there'll be more of those and lots of meeting rooms. I'm sure the Aggie moms will be back with their goodie bags and really just whatever we need to do. The MSC has always been, you know, a place for the community to come as well, not just students and not just former students.
You also had talked about how the weather blessed you in accelerating the completion of this thing, and I would think it would also help that people get used to the layout and to how this building works before football season begins in the fall.
Yes, this is going to be great. I mean, we're open for business after the 21st, or on the 21st, and then all summer, you know, new student conferences can be in there. We can give tours of the building. Basically, it's up and ready to go. And then in the fall, on September 2nd, we'll actually kick off a week of kind of the grand opening celebration. And so the building will remain open until that day, but this will be the time that organizations across campus come together and are going to have just great programs all that week, and it all leads up to our first SEC football game.
Really appreciate the background, because I think that's important to know where you've been, to know where you are now, and it sounds like the way the renovation was done really anticipates the long-term future of how this building can be used, and expect the new things that come along with keeping the hallowed traditions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, through the whole process, the past has been, you know, kept in mind and respected, but we're always looking for the future and how we're going to continue to serve the Aggie family.